in the Mid of Yesod, so we're talking about Hiskashvus on all different levels, Hiskashvus between two people, Hiskashvus with a mitzvah, that's what we were up to last week. So you see where it says Harava Kodesh Mitzans on page Tzadik Aleph. Harava Kodesh Mitzans. So we're talking last week about how the meat of Hiskashvus means when a person is in that mitzvah. So Isaac b'mitzvah patman mitzvah means that he's makusha to that moment that he's in, and there's nothing that he's thinking about that was, or thinking about what's going to be. He's completely shakua in the mitzias of that mitzvah, of that moment that he's in. That's the inyan of hiskashvus to what a person is doing. Hiskashvus. You know, I once mentioned a few years ago that the tzaddikim explained that we see that Chazal themselves ask that it says twice by Avraham Avinu a lashon of Lech Lecha. It says Lech Lecha Me'atzecha, and then it says Lech Lecha Eretz Hamoria. So one was the nisayin of Lech Lecha, of leaving his home, and the last nisayin was the nisayin of Elokim Nisas Avram in this parsha of Yera, the nisayin of the Akedah. And Chazal say these are the two Lech Lechas. Ve'en yedeya, the Medrash says such a thing. Ve'en yedeya ezim hem godem mizeh. Chazal said, we don't know which is the greater of the nisayinus. Is it a greater nisayin Lech Lecha Me'atzecha? Or is it a greater nisayin Lech Lecha Eretz Hamoria to bring Yitzchak for that keda? So everybody's talking about, how could you compare these two Lech Lechas? How could Chazal say, any yedeya, I don't know which one is the greater of the two? Lech Lecha Me'atzecha or Lech Lecha El Eretz Hamoria? He's being tested to bring his son to that Akedah, to kill his own child. And the maskon is that's the bigger nisayin. But what's the question of Chazal? Any day, Ezra Golem Mizah. So one of the tzaddikim, the Hornsteiplus Chusilan, said that the Be'etzim is the same nisayin. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha and Lech Lecha El Eretz Hamoria is the same nisayin. The Etzim and Penimis is the same nisayin. How is it the same nisayin? Because Lech Lecha Me'artzecha is leaving your past, leaving what was, leaving your home, leaving what was before you. And Lech Lecha El Eretz Hamoria, to go and to sacrifice Yitzchak, means giving up your future. Because all that he was waiting for in his life, all that he was living for, was that there would be that Yitzchak would continue on afterwards, that there would be a future coming from Yitzchak that Hashem promised. So the Horn Stipler said that the Nisayin is the same Nisayin. Are you makusha to the present? That's the Nisayin. Are you in the moment that you're in right now? The Nisayin of Lech Lecha Me'atzecha is that you can't break away from the past. When Hashem is calling upon you to break away from the past, you're stuck in the past. That's the nisayin of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Your father's home, what was. And Lech Lecha Eretz Hamoria is that everything in your life is not for where you are right now in this moment. It's about what's going to be in the future. So the Horn Steiplus said, Batsim is the same nisayin. It's the first one is the nisayin of Reishis, and the second was the nisayin of Achris. And Hen Gaalti Eschem Achris Kireishis means that one's Hiskashus is to where he is this moment, not what was Reishis, and not what's going to be the Achris. Not what was, and not what's going to be. And that's the inyan of Hiskashus. That's the midah of Yisod. That's the midah of Yisod. Of being a person who's miyushav in the present, where you are. So he brings also another ma'aser from the sons of Rav. Harav HaKadosh Min Sanz Bal Divrei Chaim Skoslani Bikesh Pam Min Nechad Agon Reb Shum Le'igra Shem La'ezer Uvda Mizikeinu. So the Divrei Chaim asked one of the Eniklach of Reb Meshulam Igra to tell him something from his grandfather. V'sipel Shizikeinu Karei Es Atzma Mamish B'shas HaTfila Shol Yachshe B'Divrei Torah. So this grandson of the tzaddik, Rav Meshulam Igra, was a huge goyim. The grandson was saying that for his grandfather, he had to tear himself to pieces to try not to think of Torah when he was davening. Because his mind was so much with learning, he had to be kareya, he had to tear himself, mamish, b'shas ha'tfilah, shaliach shebedivrei Torah. Because during davening, his mind would go back to his learning. The grandson says, till sometimes he had to work so hard, and says sometimes he would bleed. I don't know how that happened, but he would start bleeding. So Rav HaKadosh Divrei Chaim Nispol Mizeh Moed. The Divrei Chaim is very nispol from this. But then he said, the Divrei Chaim said, Abba Bayun's Metzekum Tzun Davenin. He says, Weiss Minisht. This is a Torah Eifenfeld, meaning when I'm davening, I don't even remember there's such a thing as Torah. I don't even know the Torah was ever given. I don't know that there was such a thing as Torah. That's what he said. It's a very nice story you're telling me, that your grandfather couldn't get his mind off of learning when he was davening. He says, but I have no problem with that, but I'm davening, I don't know. It's Kilo, there's no Torah, I never heard of the Torah. That's what I'm davening. So the Litvish would be more impressed with Rav Shulam Igra, and the Chassidim are more impressed with I'm more impressed with the Divrei Chaim. Haven is by name. So let's think about this for a minute. Hari Agoin HaKadosh Mitzan Schus Lenishai HaGoin HaGoinim. Everybody knows the sons are of Goin HaGoinim. It's the biggest genius in life. His whole Mitzias was Torah. V'yom HaYamol V'Godlish B'Shirei Torah. His whole day was learning. V'en L'Neshemetz HaSogim G'dolos HaBetorah. We can't understand the greatness, his greatness of Torah. But he said that when davening, I don't even know there's such a thing as Torah. It doesn't even cross my mind. Because the Divrei Chaim is Tzadik Yisod Olam, and the Divrei Chaim wasn't saying this to show off, he was just saying that when it's time to daven, Eis Torah Luchud, Zman Torah Luchud, Zman Tefillah Luchud, And when Hashem is saying to me to daven, and it's time for me to daven, then there's nothing else in the world that exists. I'm completely in the davening. Whatever it was that he was supposed to do at that moment, he was mekusha b'shoa shaso. My wife was telling me last night that she was talking to the women that they want to get I don't know if the guys heard this, they're trying to get together a basketball game like fathers and sons, you know, and then the question was like, where do I fit into this at this point in my life, you know. I used to like playing ball, so I mentioned to my wife that I remember that it's already 40 years ago when we lived in Yerushalayim, we were first married, so I used to play every Erev Shabbos, they used to play basketball to Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein. You heard of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, right? He was an unbelievable basketball player. He was tall and strong, and he played mamish dirty. Like, no, it was crazy. He was with the elbows and with the he was very physical, and the problem was that, like, you know, even when he went for a layup, he felt like he had to just say, you know, b'chavod, you know, please. You know, but like trying to, and then when the Rashi was getting like playing like that, we didn't know, like, you can't hit back, you can't do anything. So I was just talking about it, you know, when rabbis are playing basketball, like, it messes the whole game up. You can't really have fun when rabbis are playing basketball. Baseball, softball, isn't this, but when it's basketball, when it's contact sport, you know, the rabbis mess up the game. But the reason I'm telling this to you is because when he was in the basketball game, he was fierce. No, he was there in that mitzvah of that exercise and being with the guys. He was mamish in that place, and And the siman of a tzaddik is this midah of his kashrus, of whatever you're doing the best you could do, and you give it everything that you have. That's just the midah. That's the it's a midah of yisod, of his kashrus. When they shiskash b'chodo b'chol nafsho b'shosho so v'kim har mechazal z'man tor l'chud z'man tfil l'chud, I just mentioned to you. Not that in the middle of in the middle of davening you're looking and learning, in the middle of learning you're thinking of Ayesha daven, and z'man tor l'chud z'man tfil l'chud. There's a time to learn, there's a time to daven. And when it's time to daven, you're completely in the daven. It's time to learn, you're shaku in the learning. U'b'shas tfilo l'yodim mitzacheres. When the Divrei Chaim was davening, there was no other mitzvah. There was no other mitzvah. B'shas Torah, lo hayah mashu acher. And B'shas Torah, of course, he was dovek to Hashem, and he was in that place of dvekes b'Hashem, the sons of Rovik, but he wasn't davening in the middle of learning. He was mekusha to the learning. V'ahepech, hu b'misha ein lo midas iskashus, when a person does not have this midah of iskashus, she'be'em tzamir es halal, the Olam is saying halal. He's taking a look at the k'tzais. He's looking into the k'tzais. It'll be shasli mudai, and then when it's time for learning, chayte for oimer kan k'tzas tilim. He remembers he didn't finish his tilim that he was supposed to say. So in the middle of the k'tzais, he's saying tilim. In the middle of tilim, he's looking for the k'tzais. V'kan, yeah. Because he didn't finish, he came like the davening, because that's also a siman of a person who is not in the midah of yisod, he's not on time. We spoke about that a lot. People who are in the midah of yisod, they're on time. Of course, sometimes something they're honest, but generally those people who are kisei, they're not on time. It's the strongest siman that they're very detached from the midah of yisod. Because they're not miyusadim, they're not miyusadim. There's not a hiskashus. If you're makusha to what you're supposed to be doing at 12 o'clock, then you're there at 2 minutes before 12 o'clock, not at 12:07 running in with your tefillin and something happened. Nothing happened to you. It was a regular day. It wasn't like you took care of your kid or something. You just don't do what you're supposed to do. You're not makusha. It's not hiskashus. And those people have the same problem. Their wives also can't depend on them for this. And the Rebbe couldn't depend upon them to be in Seder. And their parents couldn't depend upon them. And then they get old. It's the same mahalach, a lifetime of missing this inyan of hiskashus. And for those individuals, b'derech klal, the inyan of shmiras habris is the greatest challenge. It's not even a question. That for those people, that's the greatest challenge. The ones who are miyushavim and mesudarim, there's also his kashrus in such a way that binds them together, and there's more self-control. The person can't manage to get to shul on time. If he can't manage to get to his appointments on time, if he leaves people waiting for him, and that's his whole life is like that, so then he doesn't have self-control. He doesn't have self-control. And he doesn't have this, he's not strong in this midah of his kashrus, of recognizing the importance of the moment of time and what you're supposed to be doing. Always these people, obviously that I always mention, it's always interesting with the people that are late to shul. See, some of them just walking like they couldn't kill us, but you have a lot of the guys that are late to shul, like they run in. You ever notice, like, I always wonder, like, why didn't you run 45 minutes ago, like when you were brushing your teeth or something? I don't know. What are you running now into shul? You couldn't work it out. You couldn't work out. Davening is at 8, or davening is at 7, and it's 7:06, and he's running in like he just got off the train or something. What are you running? You didn't run. You don't. It's not. So the terrorist, if you ask him, he thinks that he's rushing. Those people always think that they're rushing. It's such a deep sugya that it's not even about the clock. And what does it mean when they look at the clock and they see davening starts at 7 and they're like doing stuff in the house, like whatever, and it's 5 to 7. And they're doing stuff around the house, like whatever, they're just doing stuff. So what's going to happen? There's something that's missing in his kashrus. There's just not makusha to the mitzvahs. It's a lack of his kashrus to the mitzvahs. And they're nice people. So how does a nice person leave? Let's forget about the davening. Then you leave the Bnei Shalom waiting. But Hashem comes to shul and then you're not there. But what about like when people, I'll meet you at the restaurant. We'll eat out. I'll meet you there. I'll be there at 2 o'clock. I'll meet you at 2 o'clock. And your friend's there 2 o'clock. And it's 2:10, 2:15. It also comes running down the parking you couldn't get. And this couldn't happen. This didn't work out. That didn't work out. But they're always the same thing. And there are always people waiting for you. And if you see, he's a nice guy. And you ask him, like, how do you do that? Like, you always see people are waiting for you. Like, doesn't it, where's the Benadam Chaveh that people wait for you all the time? No. You don't understand. There was the train came. The thing came down. Yeah, but you're always doing that. The train's always coming. The train's not always coming. There's something wrong. Oh, so you have also problems. You're making a big deal about 10 minutes. It's not about the 10 minutes. It's something that's very deeply lacking. And it comes from this problem with Yisod. And it's the same problem of Kedushas HaBris. We'll talk about it. It's the same problem with Kedushas HaBris. Same problem. Where the eyes are at, where are your eyes focused at this moment? What are you supposed to be looking at? The person whose eyes are dragging a hin and a hair always, same thing. Same inyan. The eyes here, the eyes there. Time, Seder, Kesher, same parsha. It's all one sugivus kashas. Yisod. Hakom lechachos lamidas hayisod. Velomis kashya masha oisa. You're not makusha to what you're doing. You're not miskasha to what you're doing. What you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be. You're not makusha to it. That person is not thinking, he doesn't think in his head that there's some guy that has other things in his life to do besides waiting for him. And there's a guy standing there waiting for him. He's not thinking about that because he's a nice person. He doesn't think about it, b'chlal, that there's a guy standing there and this guy has a life and he has to be someplace and he's looking at his watch. You said to him, you're meeting him at 12 o'clock. He's looking at his watch and you're not there. And he doesn't understand, like, why aren't you here? And the guy's not thinking about, my poor friend, he doesn't know where I am. He's not in that place at all. Because otherwise it's hard to understand because he's a nice guy. So how can you leave somebody waiting for him? The Torah says he's not bechlal makusha to the whole Indian. He's flying something else. He's not makusha. Yesh od inyan iskashus. Who iskashus im rabo. This is also connected, of course, to the iskashus with the Rebbe, iskashus with tzaddikim, and so on. V'zeh shayach gam b'iskashus ha-Rebbe im Talmud. In Talmud. It goes both ways. You have teachers who are missing very, very terribly in the midah of Yesod. Nice people, great teachers. They're not connecting. They're not connecting to their students. For many different reasons, they're not connecting. So it goes both ways. The Hiskashus is the Talmud with the Rebbe, and the Rebbe with the Talmud. V'zeshah gam b'hiskashus ha-Rebbe im Talmud, v'gam b'hiskashus ha-Talmud im Rebbe. El Rebbe, v'zen lugeh hein etzel tzadikim m'shpim l'talmidim, in yoni avodas Hashem, u ben etzel talmid chachamim, magidei shir, shem lamdim Torah, gemar pirish rashi in Tosis l'talmidim, v'kol suk shem m'shpim makabel. Wherever there's a m'shpim makabel, wherever there's a Rebbe in a Talmud, m'shpim makabel, a Rebbe with a chassidim, a magid shir with a talmidim, whatever it is, m'shpim makabel. So whenever there's m'shpim makabel, then we're talking about Yisod, and Malchus, right? Yisod is Hashpar, Malchus is Kabbalah, is receiving. So it's always Mashpi Makabel. There's always the Midah of Yisod. As the Kvad Yibarnu Pam, I have the Ben Hashpas Magid Shir Ben Hashpas at Tzadikim. She's Aris Makif, Aris Matpnim. Obviously, there's a difference between the Hashpar of a Tzadik and Hashpar of a Magid Shir. That's not for now. But often Klali, both of these people are Mashpi. Whether it's a tzaddik, a rebbe, or something, or it's a magid shir, haslochos shel haTalmud u'mamish bein orach b'yesha seis k'shaTalmud mekusha el harav. You cannot compare the success or the failure of a Talmud who's mekusha to the rav or who's not mekusha to the rebbe. When there's a hiskashus with the rebbe, when there's a connection to the rebbe, when there's a hiskashus. So then the hashpa is infinitely more successful. The hashpa meaning even to understand the Black Gemara. We'll see in a few minutes from the Tanya or something. To understand the Gemara. If the person is getting into is standing in a hall like in a university and he goes to a lecture hall and there are 100 students sitting around in a lecture hall listening to a lecture in Talmud, you can't compare that to when you have a Rebbe with a Talmud and there's his kashrus and there's a personal connection and there's a kesher between the Rebbe and the Talmud. You can't compare it. Milumas Talmud she'en makushal kol kachim harav. And this is a huge problem now, because a lot of the bachrim, the boys, they don't have hiskashis throughout. They go to yeshiva, especially you have this a lot in many of the big yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. They're trying now. Some of the yeshivas are watching the tragedy of these boys who are lost, so they're trying to pick up on creating smaller shiurim and some rebellion that could make this kesher with the guys and so on. But this is a tremendous problem. It's a tremendous problem when you have a rebbe. I told you, I had this. I got a call about a shidduch. This happened around 3 years ago. I got a call about a shidduch. Somebody, a bacher from the yeshiva, and about a bacher from a girl's family. They were looking into this bacher, and I said, I don't know who the bacher is. Who's his rebbe? It's a big play. I don't know who he is. Who's his rebbe? So he told me the rebbe. So I went to ask the Rebbe about this bacher. And the Rebbe said, no, I don't know. I don't know. I can't help you. But you should ask the guy that does Chazor, the Shalom, the one who's Shalom Eishiv, he probably knows him. And I found out afterwards that the bacher is in this shiur for 3 years. For 3 years, he's in this shiur. Zalobeseder. Didn't know the guy's name. There were like 30 guys, 35 guys in this year. 3 years. Shalom Aleichem. What's your name? No, he goes in, gives a lecture in Talmud, and leaves. Doesn't know. It's a little beside him. How could it be such a thing? So does it mean that the Bach is not understanding the Shira? See, it could be a smart guy and he takes notes and he listens to the Shira. It's not the same. From that you can't produce Gedol Yisrael. You can't make great people from such a thing. That's not what it means. That's not what the Baruch Shalom had in mind when the Torah was given. That's not what it means. One of the tzaddikim said, like when you make a siyum, Rafim ba papa, Rami ba papa, 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 right? All the sons. The 10 sons and the Svi, it's all beginning with the family of Rav Papa. One of the tzaddikim said that Papa is peh el peh, panim el panim. And that's why they were matzliach from one generation to the next. Peh aleph peh, peh peh aleph is panim el panim, his kashus. And that's saying that when you're teaching Torah, so how does it go like that? How did he make such a thing? How did the father have such a slacha with it, that each one of his sons was a godel hador? Each one of his sons was such a person. The Torah says that Rav Papa lived in that world of panim el panim, which is his kashus. His kashus. Otherwise, it can be a good shiur, but it doesn't go. It doesn't travel on. It doesn't have a way to travel. When it's with his kashus, then it digs in deep. It goes deep when there's hiskashus. Talmud shenem kushka kachim harav v'zatoli b'shnei atzadim. Now this hiskashus obviously depends upon both sides. It depends on both. V'zatoli b'shnei atzadim. You could have a kid that has the most fantastic rebbe, and the rebbe's trying desperately to make this kesher. With the kid's closed, or the other way. The kid wants desperately to have a kesher with his rabbi, but the rabbi, it goes both ways. Now, the big inyan by tzaddikim is, how is it possible, let's say, that the Lubavitch Rebbe had such a hiskashus with a million people? It says by the Tzi and Rebbe Baron Kalina, that he brought back Rabban Heishiv Me'oven Ulai Shmoinim Elef Ish. I never saw the Matzeva. That's what it says in the Swarm. It says by his Matzeva that he brought back many Jews to Hashem, maybe 80,000 people. Rabbi Aaron Kalina maybe met 800 people in his life. You understand? Maybe. Ulai Shmoinim Elef Ish. What does that mean? And Lubavitcher Rebbe, when people would say to him, you know, someone wanted to make his kashrus, they would write a letter. It was impossible to get into Lubavitcher Rebbe already. By the time it was 19, late 50s, 60s, you couldn't get. So the Rebbe used to say, listen to what I'm telling you and do what I'm telling, what I'm teaching, and we'll be Makusha. So there are different types of his kashrus, levels of his kashrus, Nashpod, we have the tzaddikim. That his kashrus could be with an entire generation. That's what Mashiach Tzikhan, we're going to see that, and we'll feel that very, very clearly with Mashiach. that his kashrus. So it's lav davka that the Rebbe sitting with a person and having a 5-hour conversation, that's lav davka. His kashrus doesn't have to happen in that way. There are different levels and ways of his kashrus. The Vladnike, as in Shevish Yisrael, and the Shari his kashrus talks all about this. There are different ways of that his kashrus taking place. The Hashpah and the Kabbalah. The different ways. But the most basic is kashrus, obviously, is panim al panim. That's the most basic is kashrus. V'zatol b'shnei atzdodim, ad kama harav margish mekusher el atalmid. Ad kama harav margish mekusher el atalmid. How connected is the Rebbe to the Talmud? I remember I saw in a sefer that there was a Rosh Yeshiva from some yeshiva in Bnei Brak and a few of the Rebbeim, and they came to talk to Rav Shach, Zechasad Rav Shach. They came to talk to Rav Shach about about a boy that they felt had to be thrown out of the yeshiva. There was a boy that had to be thrown out of the yeshiva, and they came to speak to Rav Shach and they said to Rav Shach, they said, Rav Shiva, we did everything we could for him. So Rav Shach was very tzibach that they're going to throw a bacher out. And Rav Shach asked, could you tell me, you want to daven for the boy? So Rav Shach asked, what's the boy's name? So he said, whatever his name is, Moshe Yankov, yeah, no Ben. And they looked at each other, the Rebbeim and the Shiva, and they didn't know his mother's name. So Rav Shach got up and he started banging on the table. And he said, you liars. You said you did everything you could for the boy? You never even once davened for him. You didn't daven for him once. He said, get out of here. You're throwing him out of the yeshiva? You didn't daven for him once. Samarit the Gemaisa. If Shach's taking down the name to daven for the boy, you never even once daven for him. You can't compare. You have the right to ask when you go for parents' teachers. People still do that. Or Zoom, I don't know. They Zoom it. I don't know what's going on. But if you go for parents' teacher, you have the achrayis, look at the Rebbe in the eyes, or the Mora, whatever it is, in the eyes, and say, tell me something honest, it's a vishnulns. I won't report you to the principal. Promise. Do you have a daven for my kid? I know my daughter, Suri, she should live and be well. She spends hours a week crying and davening for the kids. I know that. We talk about it. Ask the Rebbe, do you daven for your student? My son's in your class. Do you daven for him? What's his name? Your son's name is Baruch. Yeah. No. I'll give you my son's name. Do you daven for my kid? It's Aleph. This should be his kashas. And the strongest his kashas is that you love somebody, you're davening for the person. You're davening for the kid. And we should tell our children the what? Let's find out what your Rebbe's name is. And we're going to daven for Rebbe. That he should be happy, he should be matzliach, and everything should be good with his family, to daven for your Rebbe. That's it. It's a different world. It's a world of Yesod, of his kashas. It's a different world. So he brings here from Chassam Sofer, Yadu al agoyin hakodesh Chassam Sofer, sheis kashus ben al tamidav haisa gedola ma'oid. Chassam Sofer is, the kashus is very, very strong. Whenever you talk about a certain, a great, one of the great ga'onim from that world of the, from the Hungarian yeshivas and from all the rabbanim, and so he was a talmud for the Chassam Sofer. That was like Chassam Sofer's talmud. That's how they used to speak about Rosh Hashivas. You know that when you ask somebody, where did you learn? He would say, he didn't say the name of the yeshiva. He said, I learned by Reb Shimon. I learned by Reb Chaim. I learned by Reb Baruch Ber. That's what they said. That's how my Rebbeim used to talk. They didn't say, I learned in Yeshivas Knesset Yisrael. They said, I learned by Moshe Mordechai Epstein. They said the name of the Rosh Yeshiva. That's how they saw themselves. That this one is a Reb Shimon's Talmud. This one's a Talmud from Reb Baruch Ber. That's how they identified their entire existence. I learned by Reb Yerucham. I was by Reb Yerucham. The English is not perfect, but because that's how it's translated from the Yiddish or in Hebrew also, you could say. Lamadati Eitzel, by. But I learned by this. Now it's already names of yeshiva. Where are you going to find the kid? You ask the kid. He goes to one of the local yeshivas and you ask him, where do you go to yeshiva? He's not going to say, I'm by Reb so and so. He'll say, I learn in the Dacha, in Yeshiva Katana, I go to Halb, I go to Hafter. He's not going to say, I learned by. He doesn't answer. Because everything about Western culture is the opposite of his kashas. It's all about Pagam HaBris. It's the opposite of his kashas. There's no kasha to anybody, to anything. No kashas to anything, to anybody. Nothing. It means nothing. That's the whole Metzias is a Metzias of without his kashas. Like, people are acting on a screen, and they watch people on a screen, and somebody's crying. And two people crying, or two people saying to each other, looking each other deep in their eyes, saying, I love each other, and they're just getting paid to say that. I turned on the CBS to listen to the news when I was driving, and it said that in Hollywood there's some kind of big fight going on. It has to do with getting money from COVID, because there are 60,000 workers in Hollywood that tell you that they're essential workers. That's the Maisa. Not a doctor, not a nurse. That they're essential. Essential for what? Essential for who? For nothing. For demyonis. But ad kedei kach, that nothing, emptiness, is what the metzius is. That how could you even say that with a straight face? That you're an essential. What does that even mean? It means that people are going to die unless they're watching the movie. Yeah. It's the entertainment and fantasy and Hollywood and Broadway and all of that stuff. It's the v'nahafechu of hiskashus. It's watching people vicariously being in love, watching people vicariously arguing, vicariously thinking, vicariously living. It's the opposite of being anything, of being anybody, being makusha to your own life. You're not makusha to your own life. You're just watching somebody else's life. It's the opposite of Iskashas. So it means that to be a Chassam Sofer's Talmud, Shes Kashas Ben El Tamid of Haitzah Gedolma, Vat Hayom Yidu Mufus, and Biasa Musik Talmud Chassam Sofer, Shes Shemam Nisha Aleim La'olam, the Mach Nechaim, Maria Sad, Maram Ash. They were all known as the Chassam Sofer's Talmidim. Void Harbe, many, many others. And the same thing, of course, Mashal Shomana Ken Barchem, Muvad, Talmud Yibal Shem. With the exception of Talmud Yibal Shem, because that we always say Talmud Yibal Shem, Talmud Yibal Shem, and by those tzaddikim. Otherwise, the only other place we see such a thing is by the Chassam Sofer, such a thing. To such an extreme. Talmud Chassam Sofer. For Machmas Shahaislo, Ahavi Yisair, Viskashus, Gedolu Talmidav. Tremendous, tremendous Ahav and Iskashus with the Talmidim. Zahaya Boilet Gam Achre Shanifrudu Mimenu. That's even after they left him and they went on to become big rabbanim and big rosh yeshivas themselves. the Gordel Ahavos Aleim Nikar Ma'oid Bemechtava Vel Talmidav Zetzal. And you could see this Iskashis when you read the letters that we have, some of the letters of the Chassam Sofer to his Talmidim. You could see the Hiskashis is unbelievable. The Chaysav, the Brachas in the letters, the Da'agos of Aleim, how he was every second worried about, thinking about his Talmidim. Afshekvar Hoyi Rabbanim Gedolim Ba'yavos Gedolos, Shanais. Even though these Talmidim weren't kids, they were already big Rabbanim on their own, Rabbanim of big cities. And the Chassam Sofer didn't stop with that Hiskashis. That's how he was. Be'achad Mimichtavav, in one of his letters, Kaisev, who in the Tshuvas, Kaisev, who El Talmud Echad, Shes Natsal Eile B'minias Mechtavim B'nei Shani Reitzel Hatrichal. So the student wrote to the Chassam Sofer, to his Rebbe, that I would write to you more letters, but I don't want to bother you. But Kaisev La Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer writes back to the Talmud, Shem Zui Asibah Shalai Kosovo, if that's the reason that you didn't write to me, any yochel of arlocha minias hatoyv shata oisim. Then I can't explain to you how the minias that you're holding me back from something that I live for, I enjoy. She yoisim asha egel writes alina kapar writes lahanik. The more that the, like Chazal say, the more than the calf wants the milk of the mother, of her mother, the mother wants to give milk. So you. I want to hear from you. And they remained forever. Talmidich Sam Saif. Calls Aida Hiskashis. There was such a thing in our generation also, you see by Rav Hutner, Zecher Tzadik Rabbi. It was very strong by Rav Hutner, the Hiskashis, by the Talmidim. That the people that I knew, Talmidim of Rav Hutner, the very strong Hiskashis. And one of the Talmidim from Rav Hutner, I read someplace, he said that if you would have asked any of the close Talmidim of Rav Hutner, if you would have asked that Talmud, what was the inyan of Rav Hutner, he would have told you something completely different than the other one. Why is that? Because Rav Hutner was makusha to each Talmud in a different way. It wasn't just like, that's what Hiskashis means. It's not one blanket mahalach. Every one of his Talmidim had a different answer for what was the inyan of Rav Hutner. Everyone had a different answer. Because he didn't treat the Talmidim just like there was one. It was each Talmud, there was a different Hiskashis with each of the Talmidim. According to who that Talmud was, there was a different Hiskashis. So each one would say something else about Rav Hutner that the other one, it was totally different. There was a very strong Hiskashis, you see, with the Rav Hutner's Talmidim. And there are other great people like that, but the Chassam Sofer stands out. It's very unusual with the Chassam Sofer, this Kasha. Actually, Nichos Ahavas Rabbim Gam Achri Shalom, remember that the Ahava for the Chassam Sofer was something that long, all the years after they left, the Ahava was still burning so strong. Vehemes Shakar Hashpohu Inyan Yosef Karmelel. We know that, and we've spoken a lot about this, that Yosef is the mashbir. Yosef is the one who is providing. Yosef is the mashbir, is the koch hashpah. Yosef is tzadik yisadol. His name means to add. And asaf, elokim, means to gather together. Hiskashus. Hiskashus. When there's hiskashus, then there could be a tosefis. Otherwise, everything just goes all over. Yosef is adding, and it's gathering. Gathering together, hiskashus. Ma'al ma'alumim, in his dream, he sees everything in such a way of the sheaves coming together, gathering together. This whole inyan Yosef HaTzadik is hiskashus, nashpah. Yesh lezeh tenai kofel mechupel lezeh, v'hu hiskashus. Ein shum efshoros lashpia bli hiskashus. There's no possibility to truly be mashpia unless there's hiskashus. So how's it possible? People nowadays go to a million shiurim. There was never so many shiurim like you have. There are a million shiurim. Those and live and on the computer, there are millions of shiurim. So you would think that people nowadays would be the biggest lumdim and the biggest tzaddikim. Because no Jews have ever heard as much Torah in history as they're hearing now. But you could find a Parshat Tehillim from 50 years ago that he heard every week. Maybe 10 minutes, he learned something for 10 minutes, and his avodah is infinitely greater than ours. How could that be? Because there's tons of learning, but it doesn't mean that there's tons of hashpah. That's why when that Rebbe didn't know his student's name and he's in the shiur for 3 years, so what guarantee is there that that student is not learning a shiur during the day and then he's on the internet at night running around all kinds of places? Where's the kasha? Where's the hashpah? There's a hashpah. For there to be hashpah, there has to be hiskashus. That's how Hashem's Baruch made in such a way. There's hashpah. There's zacha and nekeva, male and female. There's a kesher, they can have a kid. There's no kesher, they're not having a kid. So, where's the hashpah? That's Yosef HaTzadik. Rak ha-makush, yochel hashpia. Only when you're makush, you can be mashpia. Unavar hadavar. Adam ha-nimtza b'matzav yorud. A person is in a bad place. B'gashmias. And gashmias, with parnas or whatever. B'ikah b'ruchnias. Ruchnias. M'chapes mishi yiraymim oisai. M'chapes mishi yiraymim oisai. He wants somebody to lift him up. Somebody to lift him up. Yichaskenu, v'yadvichenu, v'yatzenu, to give him chizuk, hadrochen, eitze, v'yafich bar ruach haim, to infuse him with the ruach haim of life. And he motzes asher ibsa nafshai, and he finds that what he was looking for, ish pleni shayim alav shu chacham benavim. He meets up with this person who he heard from a lot of people, he's a chacham. V'yuchel l'chazke, l'chanche, l'gadle, l'amtze, l'remez ruach haim nishbar. And this person who's a big chacham, he's the one that's going to lift me up, give me chizuk, and so on. Ad she yetzim mena bori ulam benafsho b'chayzik v'aymus v'simcha menaches. All I need is to meet this person, and he's going to give me chizuk. When I walk out from that meeting with him, I'm going to be happy and good and strong. I'm not going to do any more averus. I'm going to be happy. Everything's going to be good. Life is going to be good. And ikshe yigila chacham azeh im chacham uba midas yisaid. So when he comes to this chacham, now if the chacham is strong in the midah of yisod, sheyesh lo inyan iskash v'sal makabel, as a yaktis leizman yuchah b'shvila. You know, people nowadays, I'm not a chacham, I'm not a tam. I don't. There are 20 other choices over there, but you know, how many times I get these things like, I would read to you just from Erev Shabbos, just on a regular Erev Shabbos. I have an important matter. I'm going through a difficult time. I need a lot of chizuk. Could you please contact me? Could you please call me back? I don't know who the person is. I never met him in my life. Never heard of him in my life. Don't know who he is. He wants a chizuk gram. No, he wants like...
Pep talk.
What?
Pep talk.
Yeah. So, I don't know who, what, where. Now, that would require, and oftentimes I'll tell this person, I don't know you. I you need to talk to somebody who you're connected to. I don't have anybody. I don't know who to talk to. This is a tzara beyond belief. What's going on? So what people are doing is that the delays breira. I'm not just talking because people need therapy, else the therapists who might have certain talents, but people are just chalishing to talk to someone. So they're paying, you know, $300 for 45 minutes. There's nobody to talk to. So then there are supposed to be these people out there that they're chizik people. And then you call the chizik guy. It's like you need to think, like you're going to a car wash. And then I'll have somebody, this has happened to me many times, so I'll say, I don't know, where do you live? The guy lives in Australia, the guy lives in London, this guy lives here. So I don't know you, and I don't know. I have to sit down with you now for 10 hours, whatever. I don't know, I can't have a 10-hour conversation. So then it happened, I'll pay you. I say, pay me. I'm not talking about money. That's not the problem over here, money. This happens also with rich people. But with rich people, is the calls. Rabbi Weinberg, I need you to talk to my kid because he's had a lot of problems. Can you talk to my kid? I'll pay you. I don't want you and I don't want your money. This is what's going on. It's said on many levels, it's said. It's on many, many, many levels said. But he comes and he says, so this person is a chacham, who Baal Midas is, so I'll just finish in a second. If he's able to, and this person can sit and spend the time, this person, you have to, who's his life? What's his life? How could I help you? What can I talk to you? I don't know who you are. Then there could be some type of iskashus. Who iskashu matzavo, and that person could attach himself to what this guy is going through. Try to use whatever karkas he has. Then through that kesher, remember yisod connects the person then to the higher midas, then there could already be a feeling through that hiskashus, there could be a feeling of ahava for that person. And then there could also be gvura for the chacham now to concentrate on what is it that this person needs in his life and how could I help him. In other words, Yesod connects you to all of, to Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hod. Yesod connects you to those higher midas. When there's Hiskashus, then there's Ahava. When there's Hiskashus, there's Gvura. So through that Hiskashus, the Rebbe can come to the place of Gvura, and through that Gvura, he could come to try to come to that place of what? He says, Tilo Gvur Litsamsim Belachshov Ma'aloy Melo, to be careful, what words should I tell him? And the Ahava is there to care about him, to see what he could do for him. All the other Midas come from Yisai. All the other Midas don't come from, all the other Midas become Mekusharim to this person through Yisod. Through Yisod, now this Rebbe loves the guy, is concentrating what could he do, and all the other midas to help him out, that it should be an eitzah, that is with netzach and all the midas, but it's only through that hiskashus. If there's no hiskashus, then you could say, you know, I feel bad for you, whatever, but it's not hiskashus, you can't really help him. Then there could be a true hiskashus. Now he could help the guy. Once he finds out about his life and he talks to him and there's a kesher between the two, there's a kesher between the two. So now he could help him. I always say to when they come talk to people on shidduchim, the best people to make shidduchim are people who know you very well. They're the best people to make a shidduch for you. You're going to call some shadchan or some shadchan to, they don't know you, who you are. What are you? They read a thing on a resume. Okay, you don't have a choice. You have to make your stylus. But they read you on a piece of paper. Who are you on a piece of paper? What does it mean, a piece of paper? It's a friend, somebody that knows you, somebody that has this guy. They had a chush for who you are. It's a different parasha of Hashbar. L'achnez baruach chayim l'roim v'yisa yoyisa v'yoyisa ad ein shir ad shi yishano isa shehaprach l'odam achel l'garmeg ma'ashohayik shehigilav. When there's that hiskashus, then there could be ahava, chesed, gvur, tefes, and then that person can be helped and can be lifted to a place and can walk out of the room like a different person, mamish. Then there's hashpah. But to walk into a room like you're walking into a factory, and there's no hiskashus, there's no. So if that's true when it comes to Rebbe, like hiskamavakam, when it comes to how a person davens, when it comes to talking to Kadosh Baruch without any hiskashus, what kind of hashpah, what? Before you could daven your whole life, it doesn't make you into a better person. You're still a mushkis, you're still a manuvel, you're still lazy, you still talk lashon hara, you still do all the things you did your whole life, and you daven three times a day. But there's no hiskashus, so what happened to you? Nothing changed. There's no mashpia, there's no makab, there's nothing. It's time, you go in like you go to a lecture. So Hashem gives you a lecture. And in this lecture, you have to repeat after me. Ashvei, Ashvei, Yoshvei, Yoshvei, There's no skash, there's nothing. It's just repeating after Hashem. This is today's lesson. Again, Ashrei was yesterday's lesson. I already know. So repeat after me. Ashrei, Ashrei, Yoshua, Yoshua. And you tell the kids, they don't know Hashem. They have no connection to the Divine Shalom. And you tell them they should go and they should become frum people and they should daven three times a day. They don't have a kesher, they don't know Hashem. They know his kesher is HaKadosh Baruch. So how is it supposed to have, how is supposed to be any hashbar from Hashem to them? This is Baruch Shema, Baruch Shema, Hoidu, 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 Ashri, Ashri. There's nothing. When they say Hiskashvis, then an Ashri is an Ashri. Then an Aleinu is an Aleinu. When there's no Hiskashvis, there's no Hashbar, and it's just something that I have to do, and I don't feel like doing it, I'll do it, because I don't want to go to Gehenna or something. So I'll do it. But there's no Hiskashvis, there's no Hashbar. It doesn't change you. You go to the same shul, you can go for 60, 70 years to the same shul, you're the same person you were the first day you walked into the shul, and when they take you with the Chevah Kedisha, the same person. The same person when you walked into the shul, when you walked out of the shul. There's no skashas for the Rav, there's no skashas in learning, no skashas in davening. The same Jew who walked into the shul, 60 years later when they take him to say Kaddish, to bury him, is the same person. Same person. Nothing. Nothing changed. Just that he was a young fool, and now he was an old fool, and then he dies. And you throw him into the ground, and it's Skalig is Kaddish, and that's the end of the whole parish. Just something to cheer you up for your Sunday. So the Torah says, let's not do that. Okay, let me continue.